one of the contributions of sociology to understanding the complexities of moving from high to low carbon lives, to put it rather simply, is the emphasis that sociology can give to conflicts of interest. And rather than presuming that we are all in this together, that the interests of corporations and large states and individuals are shared, what it can bring out is the enduring economic and social conflicts, that those conflicts will not necessarily result in optimal outcomes, that in some cases to make effective change requires actually the repressing the and doing something to undermine the power and influence of some of those social groups, such as I think the baleful influence of the carbon military industrial complex, which it's hard not to say that the 20th century was shaped in its interests. Of course, those interests are not kind of perfectly realized, and one of the foolish things that complex came to do was to use up its kind of utterly central resource of oil more quickly than undoubtedly it should have done. Obviously, it had carbon emission consequences, but also using up half the available supply of oil that would ever be available was almost certainly, well, a fantastically stupid thing to do. And also to use oil, actually a burning oil, is also an extraordinarily stupid thing to do, rather than to use it for more productive purposes. So you get this sort of locked in this complex and did something that in the end probably is against its aspects of its long-term interests.